The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome again to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry Internet radio show, podcast, however you want to say it. This is episode number 11. This episode, we'll be talking with Eleanor Donahue in the interview I did back in 1998. But before we get to that, we want to go ahead and have a word from our sponsor, Weaver's Department Store. And we've got a special guest from over at Weaver's with us tonight, too. So we're glad to have them with us. And I'm going to let them introduce yourself. So be sure and tell them, go ahead and speak up and tell them hello and introduce yourself.
Hello, this is Bert Miller from Weaver's Department Store. I just wanted to tell you about, we have box sets of Goma Pile DVDs, and, well, if you want them, we don't want to be pushy, but we have other books. We have books from Don Knotts and everything, but, thank goodness there are none of those ringing doorbells, but drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Yeah, if you need to. If you need anything, I wouldn't want to be pushy.
Hey, Bert, thank you. And I don't think that's something anybody's going to be accusing you of, is being pushy. Bert's one of the nicest salesmen, and you'll enjoy dealing with him over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. They've got all the DVD sets for all the complete seasons. They have a box set of all the seasons. So I know Christmas is over, but maybe you got some money for Christmas that, you might want to drop by Weaver's to get some of your Mayberry stuff. So anyway, we're glad to have Bert with us tonight. That was fun. So we're going to be moving along real quick here because we got the interview with Eleanor. Before I do that, I do want to say, guys, we want you to join us on the podcast. We'd love to hear from you. The contact information is floyd@mayberry.com, where you can email me. And you can also call and leave a voicemail. We'd love to hear your voice comments at 888-684-8415. So if you'll call 888-684-8415, you can leave a voicemail that will be played later on one of the upcoming episodes. If you have any friends that are Mayberry folks, be sure to tell them about the podcast as well. Let's get on into the interview, because I know that's what you're here to hear anyway, not me. This episode, we're going to talk to Eleanor Donahue, as I mentioned. She's Miss Ellie on the Indie Griffith Show. I really thought this would be a really good episode to play since it's the Christmas season, and Eleanor was on the Christmas episode, and in it she talks some about singing Away in a Manger and some of that. So this interview was recorded back in 1998 at an event while we were doing rehearsals before the show that evening. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. So here's Eleanor.
Ms. Donahue, you were on the first season of the Andy Griffith Show.
That's right.
And what were your experiences there?
Well, they were all very positive. I felt a little bit like a bird out of a nest because I just finished Father Knows Best. And the way that ended kind of precipitously... During a writer's strike, we shut down for a few weeks. And when we came back, thinking that we were coming back to finish our season, during that period, the show was completely shut down. And Robert Young said he didn't want to do it anymore. So we never had a goodbye party. We never said goodbye to each other. There was no end to it. It just kind of... poof, disappeared. But I continued to work, and when I went into the Andy Griffith Show, I was now not playing someone's daughter, but a mature, learned person who had graduated from pharmacist school, had been to college and so on. And I had not either had that experience in my life of having had a full college career, nor had I ever played anyone as yet that age and with those abilities. And I felt very, very insecure, which was the reason I only stayed with the show for the one season, because I just felt that I was doing very poorly. I began to not eat. My weight dropped. I was just a basket case, what they would say today. And so for my health, I asked out of the contract. But as far as the working times were, they were perfectly fine. My nervousness was my own doing to myself. Nobody did it to me. I loved Don and Ronnie and Mr. Griffith was very kind and sweet, and everyone was delightful. I mean, it was a wonderful set to be part of.
I think it's an interesting story you've told as to on the Christmas episode, mm-hmm. when you sang Away in the Manger with Andy. Mm-hmm. You told the story before as how that came about.
Yeah, I hadn't sung for many, many years and have a little mental block about singing. Less now than I did then. And I was terrified to do it. My mother said, well, for heaven's sake, you've sung Away in a Manger lots and lots and lots of times. Why should you be nervous about it? But I hadn't sung it, A, with an Andy Griffith, and certainly not recorded for posterity. And so the evening of the taping, we went to this little recording studio, and I was all over the place. I mean, my voice was breaking, and it was like just shaking with nerves. And Andy said, let's sit down on the floor here and just relax. So he got some pillows and pads and things, and we sat down. And he just noodled away on his guitar, and he said, just start whenever you feel like it. And so I started singing, and then he started singing. When we were finished with that, he said, well, that sounded pretty good. And the producer says, yeah, we got it. Okay, that's it. So they fooled me into recording it.
Well, one of the things I will tell you is on the internet, you're kind of considered the one that got away for Andy. Everybody on there is like, I can't believe Andy let her get away. You know,
I flew the coop.
Of all of Andy's girlfriends, she got away. And so we have a lot of questions about that. And, you know, why you left, which you've already explained.
I think in my heart of hearts, I have a book coming out, which we can plug,
right. Yeah, we need
if
to
you'd
that.
Like.
That's right.
In October of 98, called In the Kitchen with Eleanor Donohue. And in there, I explain a little more fully about this. I really thought that possibly when my agent went in to the meeting, they would say, oh, no, 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 we want to keep her. What can we do to make her happy? Or something. But they didn't. He said she wants out, and they said, oh, okay. That was the end of that. Well, so my feelings were hurt just for a minute, but I had no one to blame but myself. Now, today, in today's world, in television or anything else, people tend to talk more to each other instead of through mediaries. And had I been more mature, I would have gone to the producer, Aaron Rubin, whom I liked very much, had a cup of coffee with him, sat down and said, this is how I feel. I'm feeling funny because of this reason. And it was a legitimate reason. And have him say, either, well, you're just not cutting it, dear, so let's end the thing, or let's help you work this through. We'll talk about it and know you're doing fine, and, you know, just be more secure, and we'll help you with that. So if I had gone to them one-on-one, it's possible I might have stayed on with the show, but then everybody's careers would have been different. So.
That's true.
No.
Well, you've done several of the Andy Griffith Show reunion-type events, mm-hmm. like this. And what has been your impression of the fans?
Terrific. Just wonderful. I think it was Maggie Peterson who calls it a love bath. I mean, it's just terrific. And the people are so lovely and so nice. I've seen beautiful parts of the country, been treated wonderfully well by everyone, and all the regulars that come around, Judge Laird, it's just great to see everybody at least once a year.
That's great, yeah. Well, I know we enjoy seeing you too, so. Yeah. You might want to tell about some of the other work you've done. You've done movies. You were on Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Some of the other things. You've been on Dr. Quinn
more recently.
More recently,
yeah. I've been playing Rebecca on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Rebecca is Jane Seymour's eldest sister who resides in Boston. So she comes out for big things like weddings and funerals and births of babies, et cetera. But that show has now been canceled, so that's over. But I did 8 episodes of that. And I've done a lot of, before that, sitcoms and do some theater around the country. Not as much. I think of myself now as semi-retired. I don't make an effort to work. Whether it would make a difference if I did make more of an effort, I don't know. But I don't. I'm waiting to collect my Social Security.
We're talking about your book. That's fixing to. It's coming out this fall.
Yes. Uh-huh. Cumberland House Press is the publisher, and it will be out in October, they tell me. And the title is In the Kitchen with Eleanor Donahue, and it's a memoir cookbook. And I have recipes from a lot of people that I have worked with, the not only the Andy Griffith and the Father Knows Best people, including Robert Young's family, gave me a lot of recipes and anecdotes, which is I didn't expect. They were very generous. And but the Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman people, a lot of them have given me autographs. I mean, not autographs, recipes and photographs. And the Odd Couple, I've got a recipe from Jack Klugman, his own personal recipe for spaghetti sauce in there. And Tony Randall responded after I needed to put a recipe in, and he said, "Now, what was it you wanted?" I said, "Don't worry, I put in a story already and a little recipe for you." So, but I had a lot of fun doing it. But not only those newer people, but people from 1942, my first movie. Was Mr. Big at Universal. And I've got recipes from Donald O'Connor and Peggy Ryan and Gloria Jean, and I've got a recipe from Anne Blythe, who was one of the stars of the second movie I was in. I played Anne Blythe as a child. And she sent me her own personal recipe. And I just really, people were very, very generous. It was so much fun to do. And the book is a memoir, starts off with my life from the get-go, right up to the present. It has personal reminiscences as well as show business reminiscences. It has about 250 photographs and 150 recipes and 150 little stories that go with the recipes. So I think it will be interesting. You know, I'm not Ernest Hemingway, for heaven's sake, you know. But it's a personal, friendly chat with me, and I think people will enjoy it.
I want to thank you for your time, and I really appreciate it.
Okay.
We want to thank Eleanor Donahue for doing that interview with us back in 1998. That was recorded on cassette tape, so the sound quality is not quite as good as we'd like, but I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you did enjoy it, I should say. She mentioned in there her book, In the Kitchen with Eleanor Donahue. That book is available at Weaver's Department Store, and there'll be links in the show notes so you can go straight to it if you'd like to go there. Go there. So head to our webpage at mayberry.com/podcast, and you can see our show notes. So be sure to head on over there. I'm going to end the show a little bit different than I normally do because it is the Christmas season. The episode's actually being published the 23rd, and so we're going to let Eleanor sing us out of here. So, folks, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast.
Remember?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.